The sea level around Boston rose 9 inches in the 20th century, and a sixth of the city is basically built on watery ground. The same ocean that has helped Boston grow and thrive, now it's a threat. And while the potential for calamity, you know, seems so far off, the reality of that sea level rise is upon us now. A new WBUR series, Boston Underwater, which kicks off today, explores the issue of sea level rise, our vulnerability to it, and what's being done to mitigate it. WBUR environmental editor Barbara Moran is here with us now to tell us more about it. Welcome, Barbara.
Hi, Tiziana.
So, Barbara, why this series now?
Well, as you mentioned, the sea level rise already has crept up around Boston about 9 inches in the 20th century, and it's getting faster, right? So we're looking at by the 2030s, another 9 inches. And if you go around the city, you can already see what's happening, right? Like Morrissey Boulevard, Long Wharf, they're already getting flooded at high tide. Roads are getting closed. And I think we all remember the big storms in 2018 that flooded the seaport and had, you know, dumpsters and kayaks going, you know, around downtown Boston. So this stuff is already happening and it's accelerating. And so we really need to think about getting ahead of it because there's still time to do stuff now.
So there's probably a lot one could cover in talking about it, especially with that sense of urgency. You kind of just made my heart race a little bit there.
Sorry.
What are the, yeah, no, I mean, for real, right? So what are the big problems you are going to focus on this week?
Well, I mean, you're right. It is, it, when you sort of look at the topic, it kind of gets overwhelming and you get the palpitations. So I have to say it was really interesting. My idea for thinking about this topic was really informed by some maps I saw that came out of UMass Boston, I believe, a few years ago. And they overlay the historical coastline of Boston with the flood danger area, right? And if you look at it, I mean, it's amazing because Boston used to be much smaller, as you mentioned, and has been built out over time. And the areas they built out are these ones that are really prone to flooding. And it got me thinking, like, how Boston is this really historical city, and people like that about Boston, right? That's part of its charm. But it was built for a different climate, and the climate's changing, and this old part of Boston is not made for what we're facing now. So we started to look around at things that kind of fit that theme, where they're old things that have to deal with climate change, have to move into this new climate. We thought about the subway system because we had the first subway system in the country here in Boston. And so we're doing a piece on the Blue Line and how vulnerable that is, you know. The stormwater system. We had one of the first stormwater systems and sewage systems in the country, which, you know, it's good for Boston, but now it's, you know, some of the pipes are, you know, 100 years old and we're still, they're not built for what's coming. So we looked at things that dealt with those old and new themes.
So I imagine in looking at something like this, you made some choices about what to cover this week. You've just taken us through those, but I'm guessing that there are things that were also fascinating that didn't make it into the series, but they're still with you. Tell us about those.
Yeah, one of the things we didn't focus on too much is sort of, there's a lot of really creative flood prevention measures being looked at for individual buildings and individual sites. And I mean, that's one of the things that's also in this old new theme. There's a lot of old buildings in Boston which are not ready for sea level rise. Now, people are thinking really creatively about ways to deal with this. And we touch on in our series, in our segment about the seaport, we talk a little bit about the Children's Museum, which has been there for a while and has these really creative plans to sort of build out this park marsh thingy into Four Point Channel, and a lot of other people doing creative things. But we ended up not wanting to focus too much on individual solutions and look at things that are going to really need sort of citywide cooperative solutions and having different entities, private and public, sort of working together to solve them. Because I think that's, we don't want to make it look like, oh, don't worry, like this building can just, you know, put in some flood prevention and they'll be fine and da da da. Because it's not going to work that way, right? It can't be a one-off solution. It has to be citywide or even statewide.
So we're going to bring another guest here in a minute, but before I do, you know, you're passionate about all things related to our changing climate and environment. You know, it's your job, but also personally, what is it about sea level rise in Boston that is really getting you going?
Well, you know, just, I like Boston, right? Like, you go downtown, you know, like all the old timey stuff. And like, I look at like Miami, right? And I don't know if you heard about this. Last week, Miami came up with this new plan, or they're talking about this new plan about to deal with sea level rise by building a like 6 mile, 20 foot, $6 billion wall through the city. Wow. And it's like, yeah, you know, I don't want that. Like, I want, if we figure out now, if we think about this now, we could get ahead of it, you know, like we can do things that could, you know, help the city and save it off, but it could be kind of cool. They could also add to the city and it could preserve the historic stuff. And, you know, like we don't have to have some huge, icky, expensive thing.
So kind of getting ahead of it and doing it in ways that enhance while also defending us.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Exactly, so Barbara, stay tuned because I'm going to bring in another voice here, a voice you know. Paul Kirshen is a professor at the School of for the Environment at UMass Boston and director of the Stone Living Lab, which engages scientists in the community in research and education and climate adaptation. Paul Kirshen, welcome to you to Radio Boston.
Good afternoon. It's nice to be here.
So, Paul, you've heard us just now talking about urgency. How do you talk about the urgency in this issue?
You know, I've been talking about this for, I don't know, over 20 or 30 years now. So I sort of lost my urgency. I tend to come across as pretty factual because the facts themselves just convey the urgency. The fact that we've had sea level rise over the last 100 years because of climate change, it's accelerating, as Barbara pointed out. It could be 7 or 10 feet of sea level rise by the end of the century, cause, you know, tens of billions of dollars of damage if we had a major storm to strike Boston mid to late century. So there's plenty of information out there about what a dire situation we're in right now, and it's only going to get worse in the future.
So, Paul, you heard Barbara talk about the maps that got her interested, the historic maps. And I should note, there's a wonderful story with pictures of historic maps that show the changing landscape on our website at WBUR.org. What is the simplest way to explain how we got here, Paul?
Well, essentially, as you pointed out earlier, so much of Boston has been built on fill. And when they did this filling in the 1700s and 1800s, they just filled up above the present 100-year flood. But now, sea level has gone up, you know, a foot or so since then. And the 100-year flood is now going to overtop the built-up shorelines.
And so there's a new 100-year flood level, Paul, and it's higher than the old one, and it's higher than what we're prepared for?
Yeah, and so much of Boston was built on the old 100-year flood level. Just like the old sewer system was built on the old rainfall conditions. The coastline is built for the old sea level rise conditions. So it's just like the rainfall conditions, we're very much out of date right now.
So, Paul, what are some big steps that we're already taking?
Well, I think, you know, Boston and this region, you know, recognizes the threat of climate change, particularly sea level rise. So that is a big step compared to many other parts of the country. Also, as I've said many times, one of the most important things we have to do in dealing with climate change and sea level rise is control our greenhouse gas emissions. You know, if we can get these down to zero by mid-century, we're only going to have 3 feet of sea level rise by the end of the century instead of 7. It's a lot easier to manage 3 than 7 feet of sea level rise. So I think the city and the Commonwealth have set us, you know, a zero emission target by 2050. So that's a big step forward, because it makes the problem a lot more manageable. But because we really can't reverse climate change, the most we can slow it down, we do have to deal with, you know, continuous sea level rise and increased storms for centuries to come. And, you know, I personally think that and we've written on this, and the city has adopted this policy, the best approach to deal with rising seas and increased coastal flooding is to build up the shoreline, what we call nature-based systems. And these systems are like berms and parks and playgrounds that elevate the shoreline and also have tremendous co-benefits on them. So on the land side, there's a park or a playground. So this provides open space. This creates urban forests for cooling. And this creates tremendous benefits for a lot of communities like East Boston that do not have a lot of open space. And then on the coastal side, we can create habitat in the intertidal zone, which creates all sorts of ecosystem benefits. So these nature-based systems, by their elevation, they provide protection against increased tidal and storm flooding. They provide social benefits, and they provide ecological benefits. And by the way, they're probably cheaper than traditional hard concrete structures. And there are other benefits as well. If I just say one more thing, the biggest benefit is we can build these up over time as we need them, because we don't know exactly how much sea level rise we're going to face in the future. With these nature-based systems, we can build them up as we need them. We can build them up as the climate change occurs. So again, that's a huge benefit of these kinds of systems.
Thanks for that, Paul. So in our remaining time then, Barbara, then I'll turn back to you just for any closing comment you may have.
Well, I mean, I feel like the nature-based solutions, like the building out of, you know, the parks is really a great way to go. And we really need to get going on it quickly. I don't mean to laugh, but it's like, all right, people, you know, it's coming. And I feel like if we work now, we could have these really nice solutions that do really enhance the city and protect the city at the same time. So I hope that the series, you know, puts this idea in people's head and really brings that conversation forward.
All right. So that series is Boston Underwater on WBUR this week. WBUR environmental editor Barbara Moran and Paul Kirshen, professor at the School for the Environment at UMass Boston and director of the Stone Living Lab. Thanks to both of you.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.